It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
We welcome you back into the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off. It's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Final warm-ups being taken place here right in front of us inside William J. and Evelyn B.'s Gymnasium. And thank you for everybody tuning in, whether that's on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, or the YouTube or the Facebook live stream. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of tonight's action between the Lee Scott Academy Warriors and the Lafayette Bulldogs. Again, we talked about it in the open. This is not the first time that these two teams have met. Both of these, the varsity girls and the varsity boys, actually started their 2024-2025 campaign. The first game for either one of these teams in the, or either the varsity girls or the varsity boys, first time for Lee Scott in the AHSAA region. No longer in the AISA. Girls sitting at 4-6 overall so far in this young season, but as I mentioned earlier, in the Montgomery tournament, really found some things out within this team. The big three have really stepped up, and the team as a whole have stepped up their defense tremendously. A 46-1 win last night over the Blue Devils of Notasoga, looking to continue the hot streak here and win three in the week and win three straight here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Let's talk about some of those keys to the game tonight. They're brought to you by Jeffcoat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. We talked about it just a moment ago, the on-ball pressure by this Lee Scott defense, both on the varsity girls side and the varsity boys as well. Neither of these teams want to run half-court sets. If they can get out in transition and use their defense to create easy opportunities at the basket, easy runouts, lead to easy points, and then continue to set up their full-court pressure, really force some turnovers. They forced 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 turnovers against the Blue Devils last night, and a bunch of those were live ball turnovers that created a whole lot of really easy baskets here inside Sanford Gymnasium. We'll take one final break here, come back, get you those starting lineups as we are just about ready for tip-off between the Warriors of Lee Scott and the Bulldogs of Lafayette. First quarter coming up when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
It's Lee Scott Basketball Game Time. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready for tip-off here inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Hello, everybody. Welcome in to the broadcast. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action between Lee Scott and Lafayette. Varsity girls about to take the floor. Varsity boys will be about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of the varsity girls event. Here are tonight's starting lineups presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. It's the starting five. It's been about the five all year long. Ivett, Kesey, Dunlap, Cleveland, and Riley Fields. Camden Cleveland is at center court. She's ready to tip it off. Warriors win the tip, and we're underway here on a Friday night at Lee Scott Academy. Warriors in their home whites. Lafayette in the road blacks with a couple of yellow sleeves in there as well. Camden Cleveland working her way along the right side. Spins back to the middle of the floor. and a tough right-handed jumper gets it to go. Warriors on the board early. Inbound having some trouble getting inbounded. It's going to be dependent on who touched it last, and they will say that the Bulldogs were the last to touch it. It will be Warrior basketball, and then they change the call. It will still remain with the Bulldogs. Just underway here in the first quarter of the varsity girls game as Haynes Kesey gets a hand on that inbounds pass and knocks it away. Warriors, winners of back-to-back games on the road at Horseshoe Bend, and then again last night over the Blue Devils of Notasulga, won that one 46-1. So they have allowed 27 points in their last eight quarters of action, looking to keep that going here against the winless Bulldogs of Lafayette, trying to get their first win of the season. That ball is thrown away. It will be Warrior basketball. 7.5 to play here in this first quarter. Camden Cleveland, 6 or 7 foot jumper, the only difference maker so far tonight. There was a little confusion about whose ball it was. There shouldn't have been, as Lee Scott will take over, going left to right on your radio dialer as we see it here on the home side. Clark Ivett works her way into the short corner. Could have been a foul, no call. Ends up throwing it away. Bulldogs don't have numbers, and they will slow things down and run a half-court set with 7:15 remaining. Corner three on the left side is short. But the Bulldogs fight and win the offensive rebound. It was Franklin that shot the three and got the rebound as well. Camden Cleveland gets a steal, and then it's going to be a loose ball foul. Without one team having secure possession of it on the Bulldogs, it'll be Warrior basketball with 6:58 remaining in this opening period. Clark Ivett will set the offense for this Lee Scott team. The leading scorer, over 17 a game for this Warrior squad. A reminder, just a freshman here on this Lee Scott team. The youngest team Coach Corey Harrison said she has ever coached. Camden Cleveland feeling herself on that left wing. Can't get the three to go. Short, a fight for the rebound, and they're going to say that it remains Warrior basketball. Cleveland had a step through jumper, couldn't get it to go. The Warriors win the tip. Cleveland gets the inbound on the short corner, has nowhere to go with two Bulldogs right in her face. Either going to be a timeout or a jump ball. They will call a jump ball, and the possession arrow after the Warriors won the tip, it will be Bulldog basketball. 6.5 to play here in the opening period inside Samford Gymnasium. Lee Scott with a 2-0 lead. Inbound pass knocked away once again. Haynes Kesey doing a nice job on the inbounds pass. A reminder that the opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and are proud to sponsor Lee Scott Academy basketball. Bulldogs want a timeout, having trouble getting the inbound and getting it across half court. We'll take a quick one here with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Back in 30 seconds as we are presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
A minute and a half off the clock, a minute and 36 seconds to be exact, taking off the clock here inside Samford Gymnasium. Lee Scott with a 2-0 lead over the Bulldogs of Lafayette. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Bulldogs are able to inbound it and break the press, try and work their way along the left block. But I believe she tripped herself, and Clark Ivett will come away with a steal. Warriors have numbers if they decide to use it. It's going to be Sydney Dunlap, left wing three. Can't get that one to go. Long rebound goes to Ivett. Her jumper right on the elbow is cash, and the Warriors have extended the lead. 4-0 Warriors, 5:50 to play here in this opening period. And a 5-second call on the inbounds pass. It'll go right back to the Warriors under their own basket. A reminder that today's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Clark Ivett, standalone, corner three on the far side. Nothing but net. Ivett, back-to-back buckets, give her five in the contest. Warriors lead 7-0. Bulldogs still having trouble inbounding the basketball, and another five-second violation goes right back to the Warriors with 5:31 remaining in this opening period. Clark Ivett will inbound it, and she finds Kesey, who finds Camden Cleveland. The right wing three is too strong. Weak side rebound corralled by Anderson of the Bulldogs. Down in the left block. I believe Clark Ivett got a piece of that. Either it was a pass or a shot, but regardless, it is out on Ivett. It'll be Bulldog basketball under their basket along the far side here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. 5:15 remaining in the opening quarter. Warriors lead by a touchdown. Inbound by the Bulldogs down into the short corner on the near side. They're trying to swing the ball around the three-point line, but the Lee Scott perimeter defense, we've talked about it all throughout the open and all last night, has been so, so good. But a nice left-handed layup gets it to go. Does Jaraja Hooks? No, I apologize. It's McClure. So give her the first bucket of the night. For the Bulldogs, and a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw by the Bulldogs is too strong. Goes all the way out to the three-point line in the corner. And Sydney Dunlap will bring it up the court. Almost overthrows Haynes Kesey. A nice one-handed grab on the corner. Clark Ivett, same corner three. Can't get that one to go. A whistle is the shot off the ball. And I think they're going to get a push on the Bulldogs trying to get position on the box out. So Warriors, despite a miss, will keep possession of the basketball. Camden Cleveland inbounds to Clark Ivett. To Dunlap now, back to Kesey. She sets the offense at the volleyball line. Camden Cleveland has it at the free throw line, kicks it to the corner. That three-pointer from Dunlap is no good. Bulldogs rip down the rebound with 4.5 to play. Warriors lead 7-2. Bulldogs seem like they want to use a little bit of tempo, but the Warriors have done a really nice job picking up the ball as soon as they hit that outlet pass. Clark Ivett gets called a little too aggressive going for the steal in the passing lane. Caught a little too much body from one of the Bulldogs. Both teams with two team fouls here halfway through this first quarter. Inbound it in the backcourt. Do the Bulldogs. They try and find their big man on the low block, but overthrows her, and that ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball, 4:16 here in this opening period. Stands still beginning to file in and continuing to file in here inside Samford Gymnasium. Left wing three from Kesey is no good. Camden Cleveland rips down the offensive rebound. Almost traveled, got away with it, and I think they are going to call it. Yeah, they will. On that strong side rebound. She got the rebound but brought the ball with her to do a gather dribble, and two Bulldogs swallowed her up inside the paint and forced the turnover. Warriors get it right back. Camden Cleveland with a steal. Layup doesn't go, but she gets hit on the way up, and she'll head to the free throw line. That'll be Holloway's first personal foul. As Lucy Zellner heads to the scorer's table, she looks to check in for the first time tonight. Cleveland's first of two free throws is good. 8-2 Warriors lead. It is Zellner checking in for Riley Fields. Second free throw on the way from Cleveland. And she knocks it down, goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Does Camden Cleveland, the second leading scorer, just about 8 per game for the Warriors. But again, that number continues to climb as she continues to fulfill her role, as do the rebounds. No good on the layup. Offensive rebound by the Bulldogs on the weak side. And that second chance opportunity, she gets fouled on the way up and will head to the free throw line. First free throw is up and is good. Second free throw up and good as well. That cuts the lead to 9-4. Warriors with 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Kesey left wing 3. Can't get that one to go. Too strong off the back iron. Bulldogs rip down the rebound. A 2-on-1 fast break. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. Camden Cleveland with the board, and she brings the ball up cross half court. Doesn't have numbers on the left wing. Slows things down and finds Clark Ivett. Tries to split a double team at the top of the key. It rolls to Haynes Kesey. She's now at the top of the key. Almost a steal. Now back to Lucy Zellner. Corner three. Clark Ivett looks good from here. Too strong off the backside of the rim. Dunlap gets the offensive rebound. Can't get that one to go. And the Bulldogs will clear it. 2.5 to play here in this first quarter between Lee Scott and the Bulldogs of Lafayette. They turn it over, trying to find their point guard. As Maggie Herndon will check in for Miss Kesey, her first time seeing the floor tonight. 2:25 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors with a 9-4 advantage. The Bulldogs running a 3-2 zone, and Herndon does a nice job of splitting it. Can't get the layup to go. Camden Cleveland offensive rebound won't go on the layup. Bulldogs win the rebounds, and they will use a timeout, a full timeout here inside Samford Gymnasium. 9-4, Warriors lead, 2:10 to play in this first quarter. Don't go anywhere. The remainder of the first quarter is next when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Bulldogs inbounded under their own basket and work their way along the left sideline. The ball goes off the point guard's foot. Another turnover by the Bulldogs. Warriors using that defensive pressure. Now it's number 20, Maggie Herndon. Left-handed layup won't go. Warriors win the offensive rebound but can't save it before it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball. 2 minutes even here remaining in the first period. Warriors with a 9-4 advantage over the Bulldogs, and I believe they're going to get a tripping foul on Maggie Herndon. That is the third team foul for the Warriors. Both teams have 3. Bulldogs inbounded under their own basket, but Warriors back off the press a little bit. As soon as they get the inbound, comes down to more of a half-court pressure. A nice little Euro step by the Bulldogs. Left-handed layup goes up and goes down. Williams gets on the board for the first time tonight. Cuts the lead 9-6. Warriors now out in front of the Bulldogs. Camden, Cleveland. Clark cross court pass to Herndon. Clark Ivett now on the left side. Pump fake. Couldn't get the wide open left-handed layup to go. Wins her own offensive rebound and has nothing there. She'll slow everything down. Ball working around the perimeter now. It's with Cleveland. Now it's with Dunlap in the corner. Her three, no good. Clark Ivett, another offensive rebound. Warriors, three chances here. Camden Cleveland on the left block and gets that one to go. Camden Cleveland having herself a night here early. 6 points in this first quarter. Under a minute to play here in the first period. At least Scott with a 5 point advantage. They lead 11-6. Bulldogs trying to get the ball across half court, and another timeout used by the Bulldogs. It's a 30 second timeout. We'll stay right here. Camden Cleveland with 6, Clark Ivett with 5. Those are the 11 points for the Warriors so far through the first 7 minutes of this first quarter. Warriors won this one again on November 12th, the first time that these two teams matched up. The first game of the season for the Warriors. Ladies won this one 42-12. But Coach Corey Harrison talked about the improvement of both of these squads. And you can see it so far here in the first quarter with the Bulldogs and as well with the Warriors. Got to give so much credit to this Lee Scott Academy team. They have forced 6 turnovers already here in this first quarter. And they've had plenty of chances to continue to pad and add to the lead. Just haven't really gotten all of them or even most of them to go. So as soon as you can take the lid off the basket, which you continue to put up good shots, you'll continue to get high-quality points. Riley Fields checks back into the game, almost gets a steal, but it took a high bounce and couldn't win. Almost a jump ball at the low block on the left side. Bulldogs win it, and a wide-open layup cuts the lead back to 3 for the Warriors. Clark Ivett was on the right wing, passed it all the way to the left corner with Maggie Herndon. She pump-faked, tried working her way along the baseline, and there's going to be a blocking foul. Both teams with 4 team fouls, so any more fouls, or any more common fouls, rather, by either of these teams, and the opposing team will shoot 2 free throws. Layup can't go. Riley Fields with the offensive rebound. That won't go. A fight for the ball underneath their baskets, and the Bulldogs win it under 20 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Warriors lead by 3 as the Bulldogs appear to be waiting and holding for the last shot. They get it down to the low block. Nice contest by Sutton Lewis with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. I don't know if the Warriors see it. I don't believe they got it off in time. It was Sydney Dunlap. The 3 hit the rim from about the volleyball line, but I believe the referee waved it off regardless. 11-8, your score through 8 minutes of play. Warriors with a 3-point advantage. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the second quarter. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member-owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with 2 local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Actually back here in 30 seconds as the referees shuffle both teams rather quickly onto the floor. 11-8 through 8 minutes of play. Warriors with a 3-point advantage. They will get the ball first to start this second quarter. Camden Cleveland has it in the short corner. A pump fake one way. Lost the ball, but it goes straight to Dunlap in the corner. And they're going to get Dunlap with a travel, trying to find Ivett back at the top of the key. But had a defender there and drug the pivot foot. Warriors turn it over for the fourth time tonight. And an early whistle. I'm not exactly sure what the call is. He's saying that it's Warrior basketball. The head coach for the Bulldogs trying to get a little a little understanding of what it is. Clark Ivan, wide open hole straight through the paint. And a nice little touch shot at the outside volleyball line. A little four-footer hits the front of the rim and gets the shooter's touch. Ivan now with seven in the contest. Warriors now with a 13-8 advantage, and they steal the inbounds pass. It's with Dunlap now to Ivan, now to Kesey, and her shot gets blocked along the left jumper, or the left elbow. And the Bulldogs clear it, almost clear it, and now they do, but a double dribble on the Bulldogs. They turn it over. Eight turnovers for the Bulldogs, four for the Warriors, 7-10 to play here in this second quarter. Again, the Warriors have got the shot that they've wanted a majority of the time. Nice bounce pass from Clark Ivan. Riley Fields standing on the left block. Her lefty layup is good. Riley Fields is on the board. Warriors have opened this one up. Steal the inbounds pass once again, with the Warriors leading 15-8. Clark Ivan now to Camden Cleveland. Gets to the middle of the paint. Her jumper is up, and it is good. Camden Cleveland again having herself a night. She has eight here early in this second quarter. Bulldogs able to clear it into their own half court. Clark Ivett. Actually, it was Dunlap did a nice job of cutting the defender off. Couldn't tell if that was a pass or like a 15-foot hook shot, but it about bounces off the backboard, and Dunlap wins the rebound. Haynes Kesey corner three hits both sides of the rim and falls straight down. Riley Fields wins the offensive rebound. It's now out to Cleveland, out to Dunlap, out to Ivan. Thought about the three. Pump fake, got the defender in the air. Couldn't get the running jumper to go, and the Bulldogs rip down the board. Again, you got to keep taking these good shots if you're the Lee Scott Warriors. They will eventually begin to fall. Jump shot goes over the backboard by the Bulldogs. It's Warrior basketball. Warriors feel like they're doing everything right on the offensive end. Still only 17 points to show for it, but again, that goes back to it. Even when the offense gets into a little bit of a rut and skids a little bit, the defense by this Lee Scott team keeps them in the game. And even with this skid, Warriors with a 9-point lead. Camden Cleveland splits two defenders, but the right-handed layup is too strong. Bulldogs win the rebound. 5.5 to play here in this second quarter. Warriors 17, Bulldogs 8. They work it down to the low block. Could have been a travel, should be a travel, and it will be. She pivoted to her left. Riley Fields was there, pivoted back to her right using the other foot, trying to get a little creative down low, but the pivot foot was picked up, and she'll get called for steps. 5 minutes to play here in this second period. Riley Fields wide open on the left block. They finally find her. Give it to Clark Ivan. Thought about the three. Pump fake back to the top of the key in Dunlap. She now passes it to Kesey. Now down inside to Riley Fields. And that layup won't go. They were giving her the inside, trying to block off the left hand of Riley Fields. She spun back to her left and couldn't get the layup to go. 10-foot running floater. No good by the Bulldogs. I believe it went off the Bulldogs last. It does. It'll be Warrior basketball, 4:48 remaining in this second quarter. Cleveland inbounds at the Clark Ivan, who runs up the floor. It's Ivan, Cleveland, Dunlap, Kesey, and Fields. They find Riley Fields wide open. Did a beautiful job of sealing off a defender. Couldn't get the layup to go, and a Bulldog had Riley Fields around the head trying to go for the rebound. No malicious intent, but Riley Fields is down on the ground. Both the Warrior and the Bulldog fighting for the rebound. And Riley Fields takes the blunt of the hit. She's down in the paint right now. We'll take a break here. 4:35 remaining in this second quarter. Warriors 17, Bulldogs 8. We'll be back on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Riley Fields is able to get off under her own power. A nice smile and a nice sportsmanship gesture by the Bulldogs. A couple of the Bulldogs walked over before Fields got to the bench and made sure she was okay. Again, no malicious intent. I believe just an over-the-back call, as both the Warrior and Riley Fields and a Bulldog had hands on the ball and tried to rip it away, and Riley Fields just fell back on it. Warriors offensive rebound off the three. Camden Cleveland gets 2 feet in the paint and tally two more under the name of Camden Cleveland. Warriors 19-8 now with 4 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Almost a steal. Now it is a steal from Lucy Zellner. Ripped it right over the head of one of the Bulldogs. Zellner lost it, but Dunlap finds it. She finds Cleveland, got away with a travel. Left-handed layup, no good. Lucy Zellner rips down a rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to the Bulldogs. Something you don't see very often with two people fighting for it with one player wrapped around the other defender. You don't see it very often. You've seen it on each of the last three possessions from these two teams. Baseball pass to the three-point line. They run it across half court. Do the Bulldogs. Lucy Zellner gets a block. They try and find it for their point guard on the outlet pass. Ball is tipped around the three-point line, and I believe another jump ball as bodies continue to hit the floor here on Samford Gymnasium. Everybody's able to get up, and they will run the other way. Back-to-back jump balls. Possession arrow gives it back to the Warriors. 3:44 remaining in this second quarter. Clark Ivett finds Sydney Dunlap, who works her way baseline. Finds Kesey now to Cleveland. Now back to Kesey. Her corner three is short. And the Bulldogs track down the long rebound. They'll slow things up and set up a half-court set. Could have been a travel as she tried finding one of her teammates. Almost throws it away. Clark Ivett knocks it out of bounds into the Warrior bench. They're actually going to say that it was a Bulldog that touched it last. Okay. Can't say that I 100% agree with the call, but I will happily take the end result of the call. Warriors get it back with 3.5 to play. Clark Ivett finds Dunlap. Now she finds Zellner on the left block. Spins back to the left. Now spins to the inside. Gets the foul plus the layup. Lucy Zellner, beautiful footwork, working that right block, spun to the inside, then back to her strong, dominant right hand, got the layup to go, and has a chance at a three-point play. Free throw hits the back iron and the backboard at the same time. Kind of deadened it, but it's still no good from Lucy Zellner. 21-8, 3 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Ball gets down low. Big man trying to go right back at Lucy Zellner. She gets her second block of the evening. Swatted out of bounds. Bulldogs keep possession under their own basket. Bulldogs able to inbound it. Get a foot in the paint. Running jumper can't go, but a foul on Sydney Dunlap. And the Bulldogs will head to the free throw line. First free throw goes off the left side of the rim. No good. Second free throw. She gets to go. 21-9. The Dunlap. I believe she had a foot on the line, didn't get the jumper to go. Anyway, 21-9, 2.5 to play here in this second quarter. Bulldogs dribbling it up the left baseline. Or left sideline, rather. They'll slow things down, try and feed it inside. Lucy Zellner, good defense, but not good enough. Bulldogs. And Williams, she gets her second basket of the contest. Lead cut down to 10, 21 to 11. Clark Ivett trying to find somebody open. Again, the Bulldogs running a 2-3 zone. The ball was tipped, but I don't think the Warriors knew that it was not going to be a backcourt violation. Bulldogs unable to convert on the layup. Camden Cleveland gets the rebound and a reaching foul on the Bulldogs. Not a bad foul if you're the Bulldogs. Could have been a 4-on-2 or 4-on-3 fast break. With 2 minutes to play here in this second quarter, Warriors with a 10-point advantage. I believe the Warriors are going to get a double dribble. They will, or get called for a double dribble, rather. It was Haynes Kesey. Couldn't decide if she wanted to dribble or make a pass, so she picked it up and tried to play it off and keep the dribble, but the referee was standing right next to her. And the Bulldogs will take over. Bulldogs break the press, work it all the way down to the left corner now, back out to the wing. Now in the short corner, running jumper is too strong. Offensive rebound with the Bulldogs on the long rebound, and I believe they're going to get Camden Cleveland with the foul on the runner. Bulldogs haven't shot too many set shots. It's a lot of running jumpers from some awkward spots on the floor. Camden Cleveland not the beneficiary of that call. First free throw, however, is no good. And 95 seconds of game action. We'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Maggie Herndon almost got a block on the free throw as she was trying to keep her feet in the box, but the free throw was good regardless, so they will let it play on. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Warriors will take over in their own half court. Camden Cleveland finds Sydney Dunlop. Had the open three, decided not to take it. They find Herndon now in the corner. Goes up on the left side. Can't get that one to go. But she's hit on the way up. They're actually going to say that it was a blocking foul. They now find Cleveland on the inside. And her layup is up, and it is good off the back iron. Camden Cleveland in double figures. She's had 6 in each quarter. Give her 12 for the contest. She now gets a steal at the free throw line. Could have been a foul, not called. Clark Ivett able to save it before it goes out of bounds. 23-12, Warriors with a minute to play in the second quarter. Bulldogs extending that 3-2 zone, or 2-2 zone. Clark Ivett, left wing three, can't get that one to go. Lucy Zellner, offensive rebound and layup and the foul. Lucy Zellner, 2 offensive rebounds, has come up with 2 layups. And another chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Zellner playing some really good minutes here in tonight's game. We'll see what the status of Riley Fields looks like. I'm guessing she'll sit for the remainder of the quarter, only with 49.2 in the game, as the free throw from Zellner is no good. We'll see how much playing time and how much time Zellner and Fields get. A blocking foul. They're going to call on Maggie Herndon. The third team foul for the Warriors. Zellner, again, has played such valuable minutes here. Another loose ball foul on the Bulldogs. One called a foul, the other called a turnover. The referee that was right next to the play called a turnover. The one that was standing right by half court called a foul. Now there's a little bit of a discussion between the two. The Bulldogs were running their way. They were setting up for the defense. They were set up in their 3-2 zone, but instead they will get the ball back now with 40.1 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Could have been a travel, now is a travel, so the true definition of ball does not lie. Warriors get the ball right back, 38.7 remaining in this second quarter. Clark Ivett finds Haynes Kesey, and she has a wide-open right-handed layup. Took one too many steps inside, and I believe the shot got blocked, but Zellner with the offensive rebound. Clark Ivett, 12-foot jumper, can't go. Defensive rebound and cleared by the Bulldogs. 20 seconds remaining here in the second period. Maggie Herndon close to getting her second foul in the minute, but no call there. Lucy Zellner knocks that one away with 15 on the clock. Bulldogs trying to inbound the pass, goes straight to Camden Cleveland. She comes up with the steal. 9 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Warriors going to hold for the final shot. Clark Ivett has it now. Haynes Kesey. Warriors got to find the clock. Clark Ivett for three. That one is short. Looked good from here, but couldn't get it to go. 25-12. Warriors lead the Bulldogs of Lafayette at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about these first 16 minutes and what the Warriors need to do to win their third straight contest. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic is next when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Warriors 25, Bulldogs 12 at the halftime break. And we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And as always, you can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A fantastic half of varsity girls basketball, especially on the defensive end by this Lee Scott team. Couldn't necessarily get everything to go, but as we talked about, even if you're not able to get all of the shots to fall, the defense keeps you in games or continues to allow you to have a lead, and that's exactly what they've done here through 16 minutes of play. Let's look at some of the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Camden Cleveland, as we talked about, we've called her name all night long. She leads the way for the Warriors and leads the way for all scorers. She has 12. Clark Ivett with 7. Lucy Zellner has 4. And Riley Fields has 2. For the Blue Devils, or sorry, for the Bulldogs side of things, Williams has 4. McClure has 2. Holloway has 2. And then her other Holloway has 2 as well. And Walton with a layup in there as well. 25-12. At the halftime break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of those stats elsewhere. Talk about some of the keys to the second half and what the Warriors need to continue to do to ride this hot streak and look to win their third straight contest. Don't go anywhere. Lee Scott basketball continues after these messages.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-in okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
We welcome you back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. 25-12, your score here through two quarters of play inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Warriors at 4-6 right now, the varsity girls, but our winners in back-to-back contests looking to win their third straight and their second in about 25, 26 hours as they're on a back-to-back, again defeated Notasoga 46-1 last night, and they defeated this Lafayette team 42-12 in their first matchup and are well on their way to winning their third straight contest of the season. Some of the second half keys to the game, or keys to the second half, rather, I should say. I think if you can continue to use that on-ball pressure to get some wide-open baskets, you've loved the chances that you've had. You've loved some of the opportunities that you've had on the offensive side of the floor, but can't really get them to go. Over the past couple nights, the Warriors have got the shot that they've wanted. The three-pointer just hasn't necessarily been their friend over the past couple nights. It was that way for the boys, the varsity team, as well last night. Still came away with a big-time win. I'd love to see some of the three balls begin to fall in there as well, because, again, you're getting the shots that you want, just not really seeming to get them to fall. But you continue to take good shots, and you'll continue to pad that lead. Under a minute to play, or under a minute until we get underway here with the start of the third quarter. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of tonight's action and wherever you're tuned in from. We thank you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy Basketball. Tiger Country 104.5, the home of Lee Scott Academy Basketball all season long. As the boys team used the halftime 8 or 9 minutes to get some warm-up, go through some layup lines, get some stretching done as well. But both teams begin to make their way back to the floor. Let's get you underway here in this Mountain High Outfitters second half.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
25-12. Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Lafayette Bulldogs at home. Second half tip-off tonight is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, right across from the Auburn University campus. Both teams switch sides. Bulldogs will now score on the right basket. They will go left to right. Warriors will go right to left here in this second half. Bulldogs get the ball to start this third quarter, trailing by 13. The running jumper is no good. Clark Ivett wins the rebound. She doesn't have numbers, but she goes right into the teeth of the defense anyways. Now decides to stop and slow things down. Ball works around the perimeter, all the way back to the wing with Camden Cleveland. She has Ivett wide open in the corner. She finds her, thought about the three, but instead decides to take a couple dribbles, runs into no man's land, and I think they're going to get her called on the double dribble. They will. And you wonder if that has a little bit of hesitation due to the three-point ball not necessarily falling for this Lee Scott team. Clark Ivett did hit a three in the first quarter. She started the game with a layup and then a three-pointer. She had seven in the first half. Riley Fields, good to see, is back in the game for the Warriors. She had a great shot contest, and a long rebound is fought for, and I believe the Warriors touched it last. One referee said the Warriors, one said the Bulldogs. They will say that the Bulldogs will keep possession. 7:18 remaining in this third quarter. Couple Bulldogs run into each other, but she does keep her dribble, but then runs into the baseline and turns it over. Haynes Kesey with the basketball. She finds Clark Ivett, uses the speed to work her way downhill. Sydney Dunlap thought about the corner three, decided not to take it, kicks it back out to Clark Ivett. She gets inside the defense, and the layup right on the jumper. Came to a nice little jump stop to keep herself under control. She gets the party started for the Warriors in the third quarter. She now has nine in the contest. Warriors using some full court pressure. The Bulldogs, if they're able to break it, which they do, have numbers, but Camden Cleveland does a nice job getting back, and Haynes Kesey as well. They slow things down. Running 8-foot floater is good by the Bulldogs. Teams trade baskets here with 6:44 remaining in the third quarter. Sydney Dunlap tries to find Riley Field. She does on the right block, left-handed layup back towards the middle of the floor. Won't go. Rebound, crash down by the Bulldogs. Almost a steal. Now is a steal. Clark Ivett goes down to a knee but picks up the ball, and I believe they're going to say a loose ball foul from behind. It actually benefited Clark Ivett that she wasn't able to pick up the ball cleanly, as the defender behind her wasn't able to stop and ran into her. 27-14, your score. Here, almost 2 minutes played in the third quarter. Clark Ivett gets both feet into the paint, but kicks it out to the corner. Inside, the layup is no good, but I believe they're going to call on a foul on the floor. Are they going to call a three-second violation? They will on Riley Fields down on the opposite block. Was trying to post up her position either to get a pass inside or for the offensive weak side rebound. But was unable to get anything. Inbound pass almost stolen. It should be a jump ball, but now you have a foul on one side. They will end up calling the foul. It'll be Sydney Dunlap picking up the personal. It's the first team foul for the Warriors here in this third quarter. 6:03 remaining in the third period. Warriors with a 27-14 advantage. They get a steal on the inbounds. And then a reach-in foul on Camden Cleveland. It will be before the shot. Holloway picks up the personal foul. Warriors will inbound it right on the first tee in Lee Scott under their own basket. It's Ivett, Dunlap, Kesey, Cleveland, and Fields, the starting five in the first half and the second half for your Warriors. Clark Ivett's 8-foot running floater is up, and it is good. She likes working off of 2 feet, keeps herself controlled as she runs her way inside the paint. But a nice touch shot. She has 4 here in this third quarter. Puts her in double figures. Her and Camden Cleveland now both have double figures for the Warriors as they have a 15-point lead, and the Bulldogs turn it over at the 3-point line. And the head coach showing a little bit of frustration. I don't think she needed to pick up her dribble. Nobody was there. And then after she did, the Warriors collapsed on her. 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. Defensive pressure really extended on Clark Ivett. She's able to split it, and she gets into the short corner. Her layup is short. Offensive rebound by Riley Field. She has nowhere to go. Finds Kesey now to Dunlap. Her 3 is good, but they wave it off. They're going to say, I believe they called a 3-second violation, but that shouldn't be the case following an offensive rebound, because it went straight from Fields to Kesey to Dunlap all in a matter of a second or two. And the 3-second count restarts following the offensive rebound, but the referees say it otherwise. And I think Coach Corey Harrison now is trying to plead her case as well. She has her palms facing the sky, but she will not be benefited the time of an explanation from the official. Warriors almost force a turnover down in the boneyard, and they're going to say a 10-second violation on the Bulldogs. Nice defense in the front court by the Warriors. Lee Scott takes over under their own basket. Clark Ivett finds Camden Cleveland right outside the left block. She works her way inside, and they're going to say a pushing foul as she worked her way inside that 3-2 zone that's been a little bit out of sorts here in this third quarter. Again, the best way to beat a zone is through passing, but with Clark Ivett and her speed and dribbling, she's been able to get inside and force the defense to collapse, and it's turned into easy layups. Another layup from Camden Cleveland. This one won't go, however, and the Bulldogs rip down the board. They work their way inside. Posting up on Riley Fields is Holloway. That layup won't go, and Clark Ivett wins the rebound. Could have been a foul as she's pushed to the floor. No call. Is able to throw it between a defender's legs. She finds Riley Fields. Now the running layup from Haynes Kesey is no good, and I think Coach Corey Harrison was wanting a foul or for Kesey to shoot it a step or two earlier. But that goes out of bounds. The basketball will stay with Lee Scott. Kesey almost got too far underneath the rim to where she had to shoot it backwards. Riley Fields gets the inbound pass. Her layup gets blocked. Camden Cleveland almost gets a steal. But the Warriors We'll go back to their half court. Right wing three is too strong. Looked really good from here. Dunlap with the long rebound, and the Warriors have numbers. A 4-on-3 fast break. Clark Ivett stops at the free throw line and didn't like what she had. She'll reset the offense. She kicks it to Haynes Kesey. Left corner three is good. Haynes Kesey gets on the board here in this third quarter. And maybe that will take the lid off the rim from behind the arc for the Warriors. A nice job by Clark Ivett. She had the fast break numbers, but the entire defense collapsed inside the paint. So she slowed everything down, but the defense still never reset. And standing at the top of the key, found Kesey wide open on that left corner, and she buries the tray. The Bulldogs with a double dribble on their end. They now find Ivett. I apologize. Now they're going to call it backcourt. Sorry, some confusion on the court, but the Warriors had the ball. Clark Ivett found Riley Fields. Layup wouldn't go. They won the offensive rebound, kicked it back out, but couldn't corral it, so it'll be a backcourt violation. Bulldog basketball, 3.5 to play here in the third quarter. Warriors have extended the lead. They steal the inbounds pass. Clark Ivett, she has two defenders, or two Warriors she could find, one on either side. They ran the fast break really well. Cameron Cleveland goes up for the layup, or a pump fake, rather, gets the defender in the air. And I might, they're going to end up saying it was on the floor because the lady fell over Camden Cleveland and she was unable to go up and attempt a layup. She's kind of holding her hands up thinking that it should have been a shooting foul. But it will just be called a blocking foul. Warriors will take over. Lucy Zellner checked into the game. Her layup won't go, but she's hacked. And she will head back to the free throw line. A nice set play on the out-of-bounds baseline underneath by the Warriors. Lucy Zellner stood right outside the left block and kind of lulled her defender to sleep, then cut inside and got the layup, or got the ball on the inside. Reverse layup wouldn't go, but she's fouled. Her first free throw goes off the back iron. 32-14, Lee Scott out in front of Lafayette. Here inside Sanford Gymnasium. 3:26 remaining in this third quarter. Zellner splits the pair. She now has five in the contest. Warriors almost get a steal on the inbounds. Haynes Kesey's done a really nice job. Not allowing the inbounder to have a whole lot of success. Between her and Camden Cleveland, they're the ones that have done a lot of the action on the front courts. And beautifully done here now. Camden Cleveland and Clark Ivett, a trap right under the basket, and the Bulldogs throw it away. Another turnover by the Bulldogs. That's what we talk about, the full court pressure creating all sorts of trouble for the Bulldogs here tonight. Maggie Herndon goes her way baseline. Should have been a blocking foul, no call. She loses the ball, so she'll get credit for the turnover, unfortunately, going the other way with the Bulldogs. Almost gets the steal right back. Could have been a carry, no call. Elbow jumper, no good. Kesey, the long rebound, and she works her way along the right sideline. Finds Camden Cleveland. She gets inside the left block. Layup, no good, but a foul on the way up. Cleveland heads back to the free throw line. And another thing the Warriors have done really well tonight, last night, and all throughout the week is being able to get to the free throw line. Converting hasn't always been a complete success rate, but with the defensive pressure that Lee Scott has shown, is that first free throw is no good. But the amount of times that the Warriors have gotten to the free throw line in these past three or four games, you feel like even if you only shoot 50% with the defense that you have, you're still outscoring a team by double digits at that free throw line. Camden Cleveland splits the pair, gets the second one to go. Warriors and Cleveland steal the the assuming inbounds pass, and they're going to call a reach-in foul on Cleveland. Or on the defender guarding Cleveland, I should say. And with that being the fifth foul of the third quarter, Camden Cleveland again heads right back to the free throw line. Referee was almost standing out of bounds at the volleyball line and tried to pass it to the referee who was standing underneath the basket ready to set up the free throw. And it almost looked like a shot. It hit the front of the rim and rolled into the front set of bleachers with the Lee Scott cheerleaders. Camden Cleveland gets the first of two to go. She now has 14 in the contest. Second free throw is up. That one good as well. So Cleveland 3 for 4 the last two times to the free throw line. Clark Ivett steals the inbound pass, rolls around for a little bit. She corrals it, finds Lucy Zellner at the left elbow. Now back to Herndon. Thought about the three, now to Kesey, then back to Herndon, but it gets stolen, gets tipped out of the hands of Kesey. We're going the other way on the fast break. Clark Ivett gets a poke steal from behind, but I believe they're going to get called for a foul. Clark Ivett doesn't agree with the call. To be honest, I don't either. You see it so many times to where the offensive player on the fast break slows down and the defense trying to catch up to her just gets a little poke steal from behind. Clark Ivett poked out of bounds, but they're saying got a little too much hands on the ball, and they call the foul. Assuming layup is no good, and Clark Ivett rips down the rebound. She now has numbers if she decides to use it. A crossover dribble at the free throw line finds Camden Cleveland on the block, and she traveled. Fought through a little bit of contact. Could have been a foul call. I don't think it was enough to draw the whistle. But she took the extra step trying to gather her momentum. 2:25 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors with a 36-14 lead over the Bulldogs. Camden Cleveland face guarding the inbounder. Passes inside. Goes to Kesey. Now back to Camden Cleveland. Kesey had the wide open layup but passed it up. And Cleveland will happily add to the scoring total. She has 15. Bodies all over the floor with Camden Cleveland in a defender. And one of the Bulldogs comes over and shoves Clark Ivett off the pile. But nothing else. There, the Warriors will take over on the jump ball. Clark Ivett finds Kesey in the far corner. Kicks it inside to Zellner, but it's intercepted. Zellner fortunate to not pick up a foul under their own basket, going for the steal after the turnover. Bulldogs have the ball right at the elbow. Running jumper, no good. Clark Ivett hit the elbow of Williams on the way. Yep, Williams will head to the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it is good. 38-15. Second free throw rattles home as well. So Williams goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. They find Zellner on the low block. She posts up, spins back towards the inside. Layup won't go, but she gets fouled. Coach Harrison talking to her a little bit, trying to get her to spin back over that left shoulder where she has that right-handed layup. She spun to the inside, back towards the middle of the floor, and then pivoted back towards her inside. So then it almost turned into a hook shot layup with the momentum going the other way. But she got the foul nonetheless and gets the first free throw to go. Second one up and good as well. 40-16. They will call I believe they're going to get Maggie Herndon on the foul. Couldn't tell you what the foul was unless it was a little bit of a shove on the inbound. 97 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Lucy Zellner gets a steal. Just a home run ball back underneath the rim. Camden Cleveland can't get the layup to go. And I believe they're going to get Cleveland with a frustration foul. They will. Going for the basketball, but a couple Bulldogs hit the floor as well. And with that being the fifth team foul for Lee Scott, the Bulldogs will walk the length of the floor and shoot two free throws. A reminder, about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of the varsity girls game, we will have the varsity boys as well. The boys sitting at 9-1 this season. The boys defeated Lafayette 75-63 in their season opener. First free throw off the backboard. But it goes down for Franklin. 2nd one also off the backboard. That one no good. Zellner off the hand, unable to track down the rebound. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Both the girls and the boys playing as well as you could possibly ask for. Here as we enter early December, girls looking to win their third straight. Boys' lone loss was in that tournament in Montgomery. They sit it again at 9-1. Maggie Herndon, left wing three, off the rim, and no good. Sutton Lewis with the offensive rebound. Nice job from Lewis. Gives the Warriors another possession. Clark Ivett now tries to work baseline, and the defender cut her off but didn't have correct positioning, and they will call the personal foul, and that's the 15th foul for the Bulldogs. So now Clark Ivett will head to the free throw line. Ivett, the leading scorer on this Warriors team as a freshman. First free throw off the back iron and in. She has 5 in the quarter, giving her 12 in the contest. 2nd free throw is good as well. Warriors lead by 25. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. A Euro step and took one too many steps. Bulldogs travel, and the Warriors will take over. The Euro step was clean, and then that second step almost caused her to lose her balance and took one more gather step, and that being the third step, she'll get called for the travel. Herndon works her way inside, passes it to Lucy Zellner. She has nothing there. Spins back, no. Offensive rebounds, no, but gets fouled, and Zellner heads back to the free throw line. And I've said back to the free throw line quite a few times tonight, but it's true. Warriors have shot quite a few free throws at the charity stripe. Zellner gets the shooter's touch off the front of the rim. Lucy Zellner had 4 in the second quarter. 2nd free throw is no good. It's actually a lane violation. So the first free throw was good. 2nd free throw on the way. But again, she had 4 in the third quarter. Has 4 here in the third. And she capitalizes on the lane violation and officially goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Almost gets a steal, unable to track it down. She knocked it out of bounds, almost like a volleyball spike over the head of one of the defenders. For the Bulldogs, it will stay with the Bulldogs inbounding right around the volleyball line. 35 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Bulldogs get an on-ball screen, but they can't capitalize on the left-handed layup. Stella Henderson with the rebound, and I believe they're going to call a jump ball as she tried to find her point guard. Possession arrow gives it back to the Bulldogs. It's Ivett, Lewis, Herndon, Zellner, and Henderson. Sutton Lewis knocks the ball out of bounds with 25.2 remaining in this third quarter. Close to a 5-second call. They get it down to the left block. Now could have been a travel. Lucy Zellner, another block for this Warriors squad. Her third or fourth here tonight, playing really valuable minutes down low for this Warriors team. .6 now on the left side. Inbound the ball. Their foot was on the line. No call. Instead, they're going to call a shooting foul. And Williams heads back to the free throw line. First two quarters, rather quick. This third one, a lot of free throws have been shot. And that's pressed pause on the game time a little bit. First free throw, can't get it to go home. 44-17 here with 18 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Second free throw off the right side as well. Zellner gets the defensive rebound, saves it before going out of bounds with 15 seconds. Henderson works her way along the right sideline and falls over the ball. I'm glad to see she's okay. Rolled over the basketball, could have knocked the wind out of her. But the Warriors do turn the ball over. 9.2 remaining in the third period. They pass the ball, looked like straight to Clark Ivitz. And her layup, right or wrong, or right on the left block, is good. The heave just to try and get the ball in bounds as the time expires here in the third quarter. Through 24 minutes, Warriors with a 46-17 advantage over the Bulldogs of Lafayette. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Start to the fourth quarter here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Warriors unable to convert on the first trip. They got the ball to start the fourth quarter up 46-17. Ball goes inside. Riley Fields comes away with a steal. Almost ripped away from her. A couple bodies hit the floor, but she's able to get rid of it before so. They find Clark Ivett, gets her way inside the free throw line. And a reach-in foul on the Bulldogs. Warriors try and inbound the basketball, but turn it over right to the Bulldogs. 7.5 to play here in this fourth quarter. Ball working around the perimeter. They try to find the ball down to the right block, but throw the ball over the head of their teammate. Turn the ball right back over to the Warriors. Clark Ivitz thought about it. Now the right wing three is off the front of the rim. Long rebound goes to the Bulldogs. Now a pump fake on the right wing for the Bulldogs, working the way around. Riley Fields gets a block and a late whistle has been called. They're going to say that it was on the follow through after the block, working her hands down. Got a little bit of body, I guess, after the block attempt. First free throw hits the back iron, front of the rim, back iron, and pops out. Second free throw gets that one to go, so she splits the pair for the Bulldogs. 46-18, your score. Clark Ivett kicks it to the left corner. Now back to Ivett, now to Camden Cleveland on the right corner. Now to Kesey on the wing, back to Clark Ivett. Her free throw jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Camden Cleveland rips down an offensive rebound, and the Warriors reset the offense. Clark Ivett now to Dunlap, back to Ivett. She then passes to Kesey, her left corner three off the front of the rim, no good. Warriors fighting for the offensive rebound. I think Riley Fields actually poked it free, but it went off the shoulder of Camden Cleveland. We're going the other way with 6.5 to play. Bulldogs pick up their dribble at the free throw line, but are able to find the teammate trying to work the ball inside. Now back up to the logo in LSA at center court. Now back to the left wing and into the corner. Bulldogs working their way around the perimeter. Just a home run prayer up into the middle of the paint. Comes down for the Bulldogs. Layup no good. Offensive rebounds, and a Warrior got a piece of it. Couldn't tell if it was Ivan or Cleveland, but a block, and we're going the other way with 5:40 remaining in this fourth quarter. Clark Ivett wrestles for the ball, very close to a backcourt violation, but she now works her way inside. Sydney Dunlap, far corner three off the front of the rim. Can't get that one to go. Camden Cleveland with the offensive rebound fires it back to Kesey. Couldn't quite get to it. The Bulldogs were able to get the offensive rebound but had their foot on the sideline. It will remain Warrior basketball, 5:20 remaining in the contest. Cleveland will inbound it. She finds Dunlap in the corner, who dribbles it back out to Clark Ivett. Has Riley Fields if she's able to find her. Instead, takes the floater herself. Camden Cleveland, offensive rebound once again. Cleveland stat padding the points and the rebounding category. Done an amazing job, especially offensive rebounding for this Warriors squad. Ball working its way inside. And now there's a little bit of a discussion at the scorer's table. Was trying to find the official stat on Camden Cleveland. Both her and Hayden Harper were named OA News Prep's Basketball Players of the Week for their outstanding play in last week's tournament. Camden Cleveland with a 15.10 rebound outing against Marbury. She had 31 points and 27 rebounds in that tournament. That's very well deserving of a player of the week. We'll talk about Hayden Harper a little bit in his game. He had 34 points against Alabama Christian and averaged 21.6. So both of those Warriors winning OA News Players of the Week. 4:59 remaining in the contest. Bulldogs bringing the ball up the floor, trailing 46-18. Camden Cleveland tries to get a poke steal from behind, but they're going to call the reach-in foul. Bulldogs able to inbound it with 4:50 to play. They pass it down to the free throw line. That jumper off the back iron, or off the back, and no good. Camden Cleveland with the rebound. She gets the ball poked away from behind. Will inbound it to Clark Ivett. She works her way inside the paint, kicks it out to the corner. Kesey for three. That is short. Long rebound all the way at the three-point line. Wrestled for. And the jump ball signal will be called. Possession arrow gives it to the Bulldogs. Four and a half to play here inside Samford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A wild jumper is no good. Ivan with the rebound. A two-on-four fast break. She works her way to the left block and will slow it down. Finds Kesey now back to Cleveland on the right wing. Now down to Sydney Dunlap. She works her way inside into the baseline and inside the paint. And her running layup is good. Dunlap gets the scoring started for the Warriors in this fourth quarter. And on the next possession, works a steal inside the paint, working her way along the sideline, gets cut off, but not good defensive positioning. That will give another foul for the Bulldogs, and a mass soccer substitution for Lee Scott. Was it all five? I believe it was. All five. Sub in, sub out for Lee Scott. Lucy Zellner has it on the inside, tries to find Stella Henderson, but throws it away with 3:15 remaining in the contest. Ball works its way to the free throw line for the Bulldogs, trying to run a set play with guards running the opposite direction. 8-foot runner is no good. Offensive rebound with the Bulldogs. Second chance opportunity is no good, but a foul call, and she will head to the free throw line. I don't have an official count, but both of these teams did a lot of fouling in the second quarter, the third quarter, and now both teams already with four here in the fourth. So it'd be interesting to see what number everybody is at with their personal fouls. First free throw is up and is good. Second one off the back iron, long rebounds. Initially won by the Bulldogs, but Sutton Lewis rips it away. And we're now working right to left with the Warriors approaching the two-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Kennedy Gilbert has it. Now passes to Sutton Lewis, back to Gilbert. Could have been a foul, no call, still no foul. A lot of contact, ball was tipped. It's now with Maggie Herndon in the steal. Turnover by the Bulldogs, the breakaway fast break layup is good. 48-21, 1:50 to play here, and a travel on the Warriors. And now the Bulldogs will do a full soccer substitution as well. All five coming in. With 1.5 to play here in this fourth quarter. Lucy Zellner playing nice defense at the free throw line. She gets a steal. And the Warriors going the other way. It's Maggie Herndon. Gets to the left elbow. And a reach-in will be called. First free throw from Herndon is off the front of the rim. Under a minute to play here with a running clock in this fourth quarter. Second free throw short as well. Lewis with the offensive rebound. She passes it back out around the perimeter. Herndon has it. Now it's Stella Henderson. Left corner three is too strong. Rebounds with the Bulldogs, but Stella Henderson gets a rebound, or gets a steal rather. Kennedy Gilbert has it working around the three-point line. And a reach-in foul on the Bulldogs will send Stella Henderson to the free throw line. She's got 10 running seconds to shoot both of these free throws, so. First free throw is no good. They do decide to stop the clock with 3.7. The buzzer would have gone off right as she would have released the first free throw. Second one on the way. That one off the back iron, no good. Stella Henderson with a rebound. 2 seconds, 1 second, a steal. And the half-court heave happened too late. Hits the side of the backboard and into the cheerleaders. And that will do it for the girls' varsity game. 48-21, Warriors win their third straight contest and allow 21 points once again. So much credit to Coach Corey Harrison and this defensive squad. A 52-26 win at Horseshoe Bend, a 46-1 win at home over Notasoga, and now a 46-21 victory at home versus the Bulldogs of Lafayette. Pretty solid week, if you ask me. We'll try and get Coach Corey Harrison either in the pregame or at the boys' halftime show to talk about her team's recent success. But we'll take a little bit of a break here as we wait for both boys' squads to take the floor. We'll have that contest for you in about 10 or 15 minutes, but don't go anywhere. We'll bring you back into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off and set the scene for you for the boys' varsity game. Girls victorious 46-21 in game one. Boys' varsity game up next on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.